Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, we have any amendments to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
All right then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 12, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, I've received no correspondence referencing any corrections. I would assume that the minutes could be approved as circulated.
And I did review the minutes, and I didn't have any issues with the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Our next item is old business, and our first item of old business is change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D, LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is an application that's been pending before the commission for some time, and recently we did receive information that had been requested that had held it up, and given my business schedule, having been out of state for a number of days, I'd like to have an opportunity to review that information as well as all the responses to that information that we received, which were numerous. So concerning changes in number 1759, Osprey Point D, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2047 for Delmarva Petroleum Service to operate equipment storage and repair for a contracting business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is on a parcel with a residence and the applicant's son will continue to reside on the property. Two, the property is zoned AR1. The use will be very similar to the equipment storage and maintenance associated with farming operations and agricultural equipment. Three, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. The nearest dwelling is also more than 150 feet away. Four, there will be no significant traffic generated by the use since there are not any sales, displays, or customers on the property. Five, the proposed use provides a service to residents and businesses in Sussex County without any significant negative impacts. Six, the use is consistent with the prior use of this property for business purposes. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to equipment storage and repairs associated with the applicant's petroleum service business. B, as stated by the applicant, no sales or displays shall occur on the site. C, as stated by the applicant, no petroleum storage shall occur on the site other than what is required for day-to-day operations of the applicant's vehicles and equipment. D, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And E, all parking and equipment storage shall be clearly shown on the final site plan, which shall be subject to review and approval of this Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect that I'm abstaining as I was not at the public hearing.
Okay, the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining. Our next item is conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC.
I'm going to ask Vince to read the motion off of his electronic device because I failed to print it.
That's fine. Thank you, Mr. Burton. Mr. Burton's motion is, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant conditional use number 2048 for Delaware Shore Equity LLC for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site is located along Route 24, which is a significant roadway in the area. This use, with no retail sales or other significant activity on the site, is appropriate for this location along Route 24. Two, the use is situated on a 1.457-acre parcel of land. It is situated among other larger tracts of land. The use is compatible with the surroundings and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no work is done at the site, and all employees start the workday from their own homes. The existing building will only be used to store equipment and vehicles. Four, the applicant has stated that he previously operated his business from his home. As the business successfully grew, another and more appropriate location was needed. This site allows the reasonable expansion of the applicant's previous business in an appropriate location that will serve the residents of Sussex County. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, small businesses such as this or these are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. And seven, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions, being A, the use shall be limited to a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, no vehicle repair shall be performed on the site. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday closed. H, signage shall not exceed 6 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Burton, is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Motion passes 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining. Our next item is subdivision 2016-5, estates at Enchanted Woods, Eastern Shore Brothers, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this is my motion, and I move that the commission grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2016-5 for Eastern Shore Brothers, LLC, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This subdivision is identical to the subdivision 2004-51, which received final approval and was recorded in May of 2006. Because the prior approvals expired, a new application was necessary. The development is designed as a standard subdivision with lots that exceed 3/4 acre in size. The items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The applicant has proposed 14 lots within the project, which is less than the allowable density for AR1 subdivision on this land. The applicant has represented that it has approvals from DENREC and Sussex Conservation. There is an existing house and lot within the subdivision. The house predated the subdivision approval, and the lot was created around it as part of the overall plan. The project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties. DENREC has approved the site for individual septic systems. A waiver from the buffer requirements is appropriate in this case. The prior plan was not required to have buffers along the boundary, and the approved stormwater management plan has stormwater and drainage features along the perimeter of the project, which would be incompatible with the installation of buffers. But if the stormwater or drainage design is modified, the developer should return these areas to a vegetated buffer. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 14 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of the roads, stormwater management facility, and other common areas. The stormwater management system must meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practices shall be used in its construction and operation. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan showing the landscaping at the entrance to the project. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-5, Estates at Enchanted Woods, Eastern Shore Brothers, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.